This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, comedian Allie Breen with Sexy Time. It's coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
A happy song. It's a world of buns. It's a world of boobs. It's a world of firm, perfect babes and dudes. It's for you. It's for me. It's on cable TV. It's a porn world after all. Show breasts now in almost all the flicks, but the women are mad 'cause they don't show men. From the day you are born, you're bombarded with porn. It's a porn world after all.
Everybody!
It's a porn world after all. It's a porn world after all. It's a porn world after all. It's a porn, porn world. There's a lot of strange ways to make a buck. Those porno stars, they get paid too much. They would sit on the face of the whole human race. It's a porn world after all.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Hello, Chick McGee, and hello to Allie Breen. Uh-oh, she's somewhere. Are you in your bathroom?
No.
Is that a shower curtain behind you?
No, it's like a curtain. I'm at Mohican Sun. I just had a show last night, and it's so hot in New York. I think I'm staying here for the afternoon.
Great. Comedian Allie Breen has joined us. She is our hostess for a segment we call Sexy Time. And yes. Is that a bathing suit you've got on?
No.
The summertime.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. It's a summer top.
You creepy man, you.
Oh, did you happen to watch ABC News last night? Ginger Z in a bathing suit.
Who? You have a crush on her?
Ginger Z is the hottest woman on knockout. Television.
He's been talking about Ginger Z for a year.
Michiganian.
Why was she in a bathing suit on the news?
Well, she was in a bathing suit in my mind. I really couldn't tell.
It's so hot. Everyone should be in a bathing suit. Are you guys having a heat wave there, too?
Yeah.
It's a little warm.
Yeah.
A little toasty. The name of the show, I should say, is Sexy Time. And what we do is we try to help people with their love problems. And you have collected a number of letters today. Let's get to our first one.
Dear Allie, my husband and I are trying to start a family. He told his mom, and now she's been giving me all kinds of advice, like the most effective sex positions, what time of day to have sex, what foods I should be eating, and more. It's really creeping me out. Is this normal? My husband thinks it's cute.
I do too. I don't know.
No, it's not cute.
To grow up. Ugh. You're two adult women talking about
this. Right. No, but you don't want to envision. Well, your mom said after we're done banging, I'm supposed to stand on my head and say the Lord's Prayer. No.
May the Lord open.
See, that's the problem with today's world. I blame the internet. Boundaries.
No, this is
we
nothing.
Need boundaries. Like the way I have a boundary between you guys.
Yeah, but you're
like I have a shield of lies.
Well, we're well aware.
No, you guys, you're two adults. Get over it.
Unless everything she's saying is baloney. Just do it when you're ovulating.
Unless the mom says, hey, you have sex with him like I do.
Oh. Yeah.
That's what he wants.
Yeah, pretty soon you'll have touched it more than I did when I was changing his diapers.
Hello.
No, it's incredibly creepy.
No, it's not. Only you are turning it into something sick. She isn't.
No, you do that a lot.
Her mother-in-law is suggesting sexual positions. That is
beyond...
That would be uncomfortable.
That's weird.
Get over it.
Wow. Hey, look
you
at that.
You don't want to bring your mom into the bedroom.
That pepper shaker reminds me of Bill's Johnson. Pass the pepper. Hey, do you shake it like this before you... No, it's awful.
Yeah, again, everything you're doing is adding awful to it. She's not being awful.
That's my specialty, Chuck. I don't know if you've ever noticed that. That's how the show works.
I appreciate that.
I don't know. I think it's wrong. I don't know. How do you undo it, though?
How do you feel about a girl or a guy either yelling mommy or daddy?
Oh, no.
That's not for me. Yeah.
No, yeah, I don't care for that either.
Right.
No.
Yeah, leave them out of it.
I'm out. I don't care for it at all. Yeah. Hey, you're my daddy. What do I have to put you on my phone plan now?
What the hell's going on here?
So I guess in the original letter was the question, how do I get this to stop? Is that...
Yeah, pretty much, because she thinks it's creepy. He thinks it's cute. She says, is it normal? She wants it to stop.
I bet it is normal for mothers-in-law to sort of insert themselves.
Uh-huh. Like but it's one thing to be recommending... sort of technical things or what vitamins or something.
Or maybe a tea you can drink, but not sexual positions.
Your mother-in-law installed cable?
Positions
what are you talking
much.
About with technical things?
I like Alsman was saying.
I don't install cable anymore. Wi-Fi?
Ovulating and that sort of thing. But still, the whole thing is a little bit...
Like, why isn't she giving the advice to just her son, I guess?
That's just as creepy.
Exactly. And then he can tell her to stop because he won't want to deal with it.
That's creepier.
Yeah.
She should say, tell it to him.
When you were staying at the house last weekend, from the cries I was hearing, you're going to have to turn her over.
So it's less creepy
if
for
it
a
lands
mother,
on her back. Oh,
for a mother to talk to her blood son.
It's still
about
creepy.
Sexual positions than it is for a mother to talk to her daughter.
No, they're both creepy.
They are not equally creepy at all.
The son will put an end to it though, real quick.
Yes, that's the point. The son will be like, "This is creepy. I don't want to hear this."
So she'll stop.
Josh, the distinction you're making is like, well, if I jump out of a helicopter into the ocean from 500 feet, or I jump into a parking lot, which hurts more? You're missing the point. You're still jumping out of the helicopter.
Because the point is invalid. This lady needs to grow up.
Exactly.
You are not mature enough to have kids, is what I'm going to say.
What if
she took that advice? Honey, it's off.
Does the father-in-law want to be there for the birthing, by the way?
The mother-in-law does for sure.
It looks like Junior's crowning.
We should start a betting pool on which letter is going to make Josh the angriest.
By the way, is anybody watching The Pit?
Yes, we're all watching The Effing Pit.
Stop asking us.
In fact, most of us have watched it all the way through.
Yes, it's been on for a year.
Wouldn't you? But the birthing segment is rather graphic.
Well, you've been there wasn't that something? Seven times.
I mean, the kid's head sticking out, and all of a sudden he starts singing, "Hello, my baby."
That was an odd choice.
Yeah.
Did you not see your children being born?
I don't want to see it again. I like them when they're all out. Okay.
I like them when they're all out.
Our guest is comedian Allie Breen. You can find her Allibreen on your favorite social media platform or on OnlyFans at Allie B. And you can write her with your love troubles. And as you can see, we're really good at fixing them. What's next, Allie?
Dear Allie, My boyfriend asked me to go to a destination wedding with him in the Bahamas. I said yes, got excited, figured he'd be paying, but he just sent me all of his flight and hotel information, telling me to coordinate and giving me the prices.
No. Wrong.
It's clear I'm responsible for my half. We've been dating 4.5 months, so I won't really know anyone at the wedding. Mm. Seemed like it could be fun, but now I'm really mad at him. I'm only going if he pays for me. Do I tell him this, or do I just break up? Yeah. What do I do?
Yeah, you just tell him that.
Or just break up.
Maybe she must really like the guy. Yeah. No, break up if it's even in the plan.
Right.
He was vetting you out to make sure you were cool enough to even invite, probably. But just be like, I can't afford to go, but I'd love to. So if you want to help me out, that'd be great.
Yeah, I don't know. Do any of us think that he should be making her pay at all?
No, I don't know. That's weird. He invited her.
Yes, right. Exactly.
However, if he pays... she better be putting out.
That is a contract.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a legal binding contract. And when you're telling her about it, you need to hit your hands when you're telling her stuff.
Yeah. Why would this guy
is a contract.
Yeah. No.
Destination weddings are awful anyway.
Infuriating.
It could have been fun for a new couple to go to the Bahamas, though.
Yeah.
Have some drinks.
Yeah.
Meet some of his friends, but he ruined it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a dummy.
His only save would be if he's like, I was just showing you and I was going to reimburse you all of the money, but I didn't,
No.
The hassle of getting all your information or whatever.
Right. Even that's,
He wants her to pay, clearly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I just don't think that's proper. No.
He's cheap as the day is long, okay?
Or he should have phrased it differently.
Runs screaming from him.
What do you got, Allie?
Dear Allie, one of my best friends got pregnant and she won't reveal who the father is. It's causing some problems in our friend group because some people are thinking the reason she won't tell us is that it might be one of her husbands. Wow.
I don't know I think this
Can
is on
read
Netflix.
Read that again.
I hope this is on Netflix. I want to watch it.
I want to make sure I heard this correctly.
The friend is pregnant. Won't say who the father
and
is.
And the other ladies think it could be one of their husbands?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's why she won't tell?
This is awesome.
Then she goes on to say, I said maybe she went to a clinic, and they said she would have told us about it if she was going to take that route. So something weird is going on. What do you guys think?
I think women should not be allowed in groups anymore. You just feed into your insanity.
Anything more than two, and it has to be reviewed by a judge and be okay.
Because when you get together, somebody...
Yes. This may be...
all hell breaks.
This may be happening because of all those shows like this.
Yeah.
Literally, yeah.
She may not
know. I just love that they're all side-eyeing each other's husbands.
Well, look, we all know how awful men are, and this could happen, absolutely.
No, but Alzi's right. She may not know.
Yeah, she could have had back-to-back nights, and she's like, I don't know who it was, so how can I tell you?
And aren't there cases where a woman had twins and one's from one guy and one's from another?
Oh, yeah. Ugh.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
That's a girl having a good time is what that is.
Holy cow. They've had twins that are black and white.
Oh, mm-hmm. I love that.
Wow.
Yeah. Like the cookie?
Ebony and ivory in the maternity ward.
Look to the cookie.
Wow. Well, that's interesting.
What do you
think,
Allie?
Yeah, you're so smart.
What do I think?
Yeah.
I think Jess is right. I think she probably doesn't know. She doesn't want to say, hey, I've been with a bunch of guys who are potentially the dad. But... wouldn't you think she would tell someone who's potentially the dad? Isn't it going to come out that way?
I think.
I don't blame her for not telling these loony chicks.
I think there should be a big reveal.
And the other thing.
Like they bring a cake and they cut it like a gender party, except it'll be who the dad is.
Big gangbang.
No, that would be a good Netflix show.
Look, Susie, it's your husband.
All the husbands.
The thing that I find amazing is that they still call her a friend if they think she's screwing their husbands.
Right.
You know what's going to happen? Whoever's husband it is, the remaining ones are going to talk about her, and that's why they're all excited about
it. It's none of their husbands. Bat crap.
No, after this baby comes out, we know what it looks like. If it has red hair and crazy freckles.
They just
can't
stand the fact that she's keeping something to herself.
Yeah.
I hate.
We have to know.
Well, I think it'd be really fun.
Why
to
didn't you
have
tell us
my reveal party? Now I think about this. Uh-huh. All the husbands are there.
One of them is sweating.
Which one's getting the most drunk?
There's one guy sweating and smoking.
I don't know.
It could be me. Yeah.
I heard it was immaculate conception.
Jerry Springer type DNA test reveal.
I heard she got hit by lightning.
Oh my gosh. That's a great idea, Tom. Each one of these friends can go home to their husbands and say, well, we found out who the dad is, and just see their reaction.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Try it.
Yeah.
It's turned into a war zone. Holy hell.
Or after the child's born, each person can pull a hair and get the test done themselves.
Yeah, there's that.
Okay, well, let's move on. Allie Breen is our guest. The show is Sexy Time. We've really done a lot of good work today.
Oh, we're killing it. Dear Allie. Okay, we have to interpret this because I had a friends with benefits situation who was really into beaches. Because I don't know what you can say on air. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Beaches.
Is this from a man or a woman?
It's a woman.
So she likes three ways. Is that right?
What?
Well, no.
Beaches,
no.
Bitches.
And she wants to do it with Bette Midler and Barbara Hershey?
Beaches.
No, you mean blowies.
Blowies.
There we go. Yeah. Is that appropriate? Should I replace it with that? I had a crush on him, so I would do that for him sometimes. But since then, I've gotten into a relationship that's now ended, but my crush on him also ended as well.
Okay.
He wants to resume our situation. And since I'm not that into it, I said, what do I get out of this?
There you go.
So he said, well, where do you want to go to dinner? I'll take you out. I picked a place. We went. I gave him his beach. We kept on doing that tit for tat for a while. Like, I need new sunglasses. Beach. I want a shirt. Now he has a girlfriend, but we're still in this situation. I told him he's cheating on his girlfriend, and he says he's not. And now we're fighting as if we're in an actual relationship.
Oh, I know what the problem is.
I told him he's acting like I'm less than human.
No, he's stupid. But he's very, very stupid. Well,
first of all, you've gone pro. Let's be honest here.
Yeah.
You've gone pro, and it's only a matter of time before you're just doing it for cash and just Venmo me.
This is where
I wish it was the Ann Landers thing that she'd write back, you know, dear whore,
dear whore and walla walla.
How does she finish the letter?
Just bottom line, she said we're actually in a fight. And I'm telling him we're not going to do it anymore. He wants to continue. But I have to admit, this is all turning me on now, and I'd miss the dinners and free stuff. Should I just keep doing it?
Maybe just up. I'll be Alsman. You're up the ante. Charge more. Double.
Yeah.
Yeah, now they have a girlfriend. I need more.
You know, a Birkin bag.
Wait a second.
That's not insane. You could just keep going until you price yourself out.
Yes. No, but wait a second. Wait a second. If you're keeping we're missing the whole thing. I can't believe we never thought about this. Are you familiar with blackmail?
Yeah.
Start keeping some really solid records here, and then down the road.
Oh, yeah.
You want your girlfriend to find out?
Yeah, what's an expensive purse, Christy?
Hmm. Oh, well, Birkin is what you said.
$15,000.
A Birkin? Yeah. Is that the thing? Oh. Okay. Yeah. Is it like the shoes, Birkenstock?
No.
No.
Much nicer?
No.
Okay.
Hermes. It's an Hermes bag.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Hermes? Okay.
Yeah, that's it. Keep up in the ante until she gets
Hermes.
Too expensive, I guess.
Not Hermes?
No.
Okay. I think we can squeeze in one more letter. I'm enjoying this so much, Allie. What do you got?
Here, Allie. I have a really hot girlfriend, and for the most part, we get along great. But when we fight, she goes really for the jugular. She starts saying, look at me and look at you, and basically telling me I should be grateful to be with her.
Oh, my God.
Let me tell you something. I've been there.
Get out now. That's the way she actually thinks.
You just have to weather the storm, sir.
No, get out.
Tom nailed it, because she said she's probably right to a degree, but it makes me wonder what she's thinking of me when we're not fighting. Oh. Last time we fought, I said, fine, go find someone better if that's the case, and she told me she's just too lazy. So mean, right? Would you guys stay or leave?
Nothing like being settled for.
Boy, what a combo.
Yeah.
Mean and lazy. But she's hot. Apparently she's a 9 or something.
So hot. So hot.
So hot.
Get some beaches first, and then break up.
Yeah. You deserve better, it sounds to me. Like, yeah, you deserve better, man. Don't put up with that.
Yeah, how much do you settle for just because she's good looking?
Man, I have an ex-wife I pay money to just for that reason. Horrible person, but she was hot.
Well, thank you. Nice job, Allie. Yeah. Always a great pleasure.
Thanks, guys.
Yes, thank you, Allie.
Don't get too sunburned. Okay.
See ya.
Bye, Allie.
Boy, we did good work today.
That was pretty interesting.
Is that a bathing suit you're wearing? Can you mail it to me?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem. Mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.